Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
There you go.
Hey, guys. So I'm calling to share a story that happened at the house I'm currently living in. It was about, I want to say 9 or 10 at night, and my entire family was at the neighbor's house watching a fight on TV, and I could care less about sports, so I decided to just stay home. And the way my house works, pretty much you can see the back door to the backyard from the living room. And in between that is the kitchen and the dining room. So you can see pretty much through the whole house if you're sitting in the living room. And I was alone, and I was sitting in the living room watching TV, and I heard like a clinking sound in the kitchen. And I look over, and I mean, I didn't see anything. I heard it. And I was like, okay, that was weird, but you know, whatever. And then not even, 30 seconds later, I hear it again. And I notice as soon as I look up and hear it, a huge, huge pot, like full of food. It had like eggs and potato cooked in it, slammed to the ground. And it was a huge pot. And it was pretty much like, our counters are really big and it was toward the back. So it was kind of impossible for it to just slide off. You have like, it had to be pulled off. And it slammed all over the floor, made a huge mess. And, I freaked out. I ran to the kitchen and I'm like, what the hell? And I'm trying to clean it up. And so I ball up a bunch of the food in like napkins and start tossing it in the trash because it's all over the floor. Halfway, I'm like, two things. A, how am I going to explain this to anyone when they come back? They're just going to think I threw it away. And B, I don't really want to clean this because I was like 16 and just didn't want to clean. But I was more freaked out than anything. So I run to the front of the house and I call my mom on my cell phone and I'm like, you need to come quick. Something weird just happened. So she runs over and, literally within 30 seconds, she was like in front of the house because she was at the neighbor's house. We go into the kitchen as I'm explaining it to her. She's like, what do you mean it's all over the ground? And I'm like, yeah, it's a huge mess. Like, I don't know how it happened. We get to the kitchen and there's nothing on the ground. No potatoes, no eggs, the pot, everything's back where it was, and nothing, like absolutely nothing. And I was the only person in the house. And even if someone did clean it, it would have taken them a lot longer than 30 seconds it took me to walk back into the house. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I mean, she can tell that I was, visibly, shook by this. And yeah, we couldn't figure out how it happened. And she didn't really believe me. And then she was just like, she literally turned around and just was going to walk away back to the neighbor's house. And she's like, are you serious? And then I'm like, no, but I swear, like, I cleaned it up. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And in that split second, I thought, wait, go check the trash can. I go to the trash can, and sure enough, there's three balled up napkins with the food inside. And she just looked at me, and her jaw dropped. And I was like, I told you. And then after that, she was like, okay, I'm just going to hang out here for a bit. And then we ended up just hanging out. And then, the rest of the family came, and we told everyone, and they were, like, freaking out. But yeah, I thought that was really weird, the fact that as much as it disappeared or whatever that, whatever happened, the proof is in the trash. Cause like I looked there and I'm like, why would I literally just ball up food and throw it away? It doesn't make sense. But yeah, I love this show and I really hope I get to hear this. But if not, I'm going to keep listening either way. So yeah. Thank you guys.
I don't think you guys saw me, but I was doing this.
Let's do this.
Look at me.
My God. I just summoned an evil Teddy Ruxpin.
Come my God, his teeth.
Oh my God. Look at that.
The teeth. No, I don't want to look at that.
That's what happens. It's a gateway.
Hey, Tony. Your parents sold me.
No, Teddy.
Left me with your parents.
No, I never was there. They got you after I moved, Teddy.
You didn't love me.
I did love you. I wanted to love you. They didn't let me love you.
Oh, my God. And look at Teddy. He's been busy murdering. Like, he's covered in blood.
It gave me a fairly tame version of the graphic I requested, because I asked for him to be standing on an altar in a Catholic church burning a Bible.
Instead, they just gave you the murderous one.
This is what I got. So I'll try a different AI. Oh, no, that probably would get flagged in other AIs, but this one's usually pretty liberal in what it will give me. But yeah.
That one is really creeping me out.
The first thing I thought of with this guy was that you made a mess in the kitchen. You had to come up with a story for why you dumped food all over the floor. But obviously, if the food was back in the pot, I've never heard a story like this before.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
And this is the first one. He was so honest when he's like, two things. One, it freaked me out. It freaked me out. B, I was 16. I didn't want to clean it up.
Yeah.
I don't blame him, because if it was soup all over the floor, there's eggs involved, that would be such a horrific mess.
But what kind of dish has potatoes and eggs in it? I'm trying.
I don't know.
Quiche.
Is quiche
or soup? Quiche or a lot of Mexican dishes too?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, yeah. You'll see that.
Hi, Tony. You don't love me. I'm coming to see you tonight.
He's going to come see all of us tonight.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, I'm going to have some creepy ass dream about that tonight. Because I can't even look at my screen without seeing him right behind Tony.
He's it's a creepy character, that Teddy Ruxpin.
Do you think the kid was high and just imagined that he heard all that? He did.
No, I believe every single story that comes into this show. All of them.
I kind of believed him.
Yeah.
And the mom was like, yeah, you're full of it. And she's going to go back to the neighbors. And then, but mom, look, there's paper towels balled up in the trash. I guess that proved it. And then mom was like, okay, I'm going to sit here with you.
Mom stayed because she was worried about his drug abuse. That's why she stayed.
Yeah, and what the fuck he was going to keep. And when you come into the room and that's what the Teddy Ruxpin looks like that you gave your children, there's room for questions.
Yeah, it's like little Jimmy's been smoking weed again.
That's what happens. You smoke weed, this is what happens to your Teddy Ruxpins, kids. I'm telling you.
Jimmy, try the weed. Tell your mother there's potatoes and eggs on the floor.
You sound like the Crypt Keeper.
I know, that's what Paul said online. Yeah. I didn't even realize that, but yeah.
That was a good show. That's one they should bring back, is Tales from the Crypt. I always loved the intro was always the best part of it. We just then the Crypt. Tales from the Crypt. That,
yeah. That's right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get another phone call at 855-853-4802. Teddy, we're putting you down.
Goodbye, Tony.
So I actually called in a few weeks ago with the story, and I think it may be 3 weeks ago. Last week, I'm not going to say my name or where I live, just because what I'm going to say, I'm a nurse, and if anything violates HIPAA, I don't want that to come back on me. So, but I'm a nurse in the Midwest. That's all I'll say about that. So I'll just get right into it. I work at a nursing home. It's not as, I work nights, so that's also something else that's a little bit more creepy about it. I have always worked night shifts, so it's not, when I first got into it, it wasn't as, you know, creepy as everyone said. But definitely the creepy feeling every now and then, you know, there's a lot of deaths. These people are in their 70s, 80s, 90s, early 100s, you know, people die, that's what happens. So I mean, you're kind of aware that there's death literally happening every day, that, you know, something is probably there, and at the time it's just something you can't explain, but maybe just like the feeling like I'm being watched, or, you know, something like, you can just feel like you're not the only person in the room, basically. So this story happened last week, like I said. So when it's like break time, working nights, you know, it's really hard to make it through the night sometimes without sleeping. I'm also in school, so it's hard to, you know, make it through when you're up all day. And so I'll take my break, and sometimes I'll go to like a couch or whatever. This particular night, the building I work in is being remodeled, so a lot of the areas are blocked off. So I didn't have my regular nap couch, and I thought, there's a resident who, she's not really alert and oriented. She just kind of sleeps and minds her own business, and she has a recliner in her room. And I thought, and she, you know, she likes to be around people. And I just thought, you know, she wouldn't mind if I went in there and slept in her recliner for like my 30 minute break. She, you know, she likes somebody else being there. So I go in there, and I just got in her recliner. Her room is kind of creepy just because I've been there for almost 4 years, and I know a lot of people who have died in the room, at least 8 or 9. So that already, you know, is a little creepy, but I don't think about it much anymore, to be honest. So anyways, I was leaning back in the recliner. I had just, you know, I was just in that middle stage of falling asleep. When you're starting to think about something, and when you kind of realize you're falling asleep. So I was about half asleep, I'd say. And I just felt, it got freezing. The room was so cold. I didn't have a blanket or anything. I just thought, oh my God, has it been this cold this whole time? And it was just like ice cold. Like I could see my breath, but I was asleep, if that makes sense. I wasn't actively thinking, oh wow. You know, I just remember feeling like so cold, and I had goosebumps. I think I drifted off to sleep after that, you know, like fully asleep. And next thing I knew, I felt something that I cannot explain. I've never experienced this, but basically I felt somebody from behind, the chair, not behind the chair, behind me, just a huge jolt and like a shove. Like when somebody shoves you from behind, you can just feel it, and it takes a minute for your body to catch up to you, you know? So I just got, and I just jolted, and I mean, at least a foot, my whole body moved, and I just woke up, and I thought, what the hell? Like, what in the world? I thought, the immediate reaction was when you fall asleep and you feel like, you know, when you, that jumping feeling, but I specifically felt hands on the back of my back, push, shoving me, like, with all their strength. And I got, I didn't waste any time. I jumped out of the chair. I walked out of the room as fast as I could. I didn't repeat it. I didn't say anything. I was far too freaked out to even want to mention anything that happened. I didn't go in the room for the rest of the night. I was so shaken up, and I just thought, what in the world? I've seen ghosts. I've experienced spirits. I've experienced stuff like that. Never have I felt a presence on me. Like, never have I felt hands or that type of presence. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, literally felt some hands on me. I was just mortified. So yeah, it was crazy. I got home. I told my husband about it as soon as I got there. I was like, I can't even believe this. And he was like totally in shock, but he's also a huge believer. And you know, he said, well, that's what happened. Like, you know, you were in somebody's room, and, you know, somebody probably had lived there for a few years. That was her room. That was her space. That was her recliner. You know, that was her. And I was in there, and I was invading her privacy, and she did not like it, and she wanted me out. So, yeah, that's it. I love your guys' show. Keep doing what you're doing. It's super entertaining on my long nights at work. I should probably find something a little bit more bubbly to listen to, but that's my podcast of choice. So yeah, thanks guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. You're all waiting to see what the next Teddy Ruxpin picture is.
We were just waiting to see what was going to happen. Yes.
Teddy Ruxpin murdering somebody at a mall.
Oh my God.
This is why they can't bring the toy back.
You are in trouble, Teddy. That finger.
There's a finger pointing at Teddy after he stabbed a woman in a mall.
Teddy, you're in timeout.
Teddy is getting, again, this is why this toy can't be at on the shelves anymore. They got to recall that Teddy Ruxpin. You're missing so much if you're just listening. You got to check it out on YouTube so you can see all these horrible things we're creating. What are your thoughts on the story?
You know, we hear so many of those nursing home stories and hospital stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that environment, I totally understand how that could be happening.
Sure.
But man, that would freak me out because it's like, I'm just going to sit here for a few minutes. You kind of fall asleep and then somebody just, boom, pushes you. That would have freaked me out too. But I liked her husband's explanation. It was somebody's room. It was somebody's chair and they didn't want you in it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that was it. I don't know. What do you think, Todd?
It was obvious to me that when she was telling the story, she was getting freaked out just telling it. So mm-hmm. This is somebody who, no matter what it was definitely affected by this particular circumstance. So.
And these are people who are used to working around situations because it's not uncommon for those facilities to have paranormal activity. Mm-hmm. And I think she's called in before with other stories that are similarly paranormal.
Always makes me wonder about items that are haunted and why certain things are haunted. And a chair, I mean, some people have their chair. I like my bed. That's where I like to be relaxed and that's where I hang out. But you know, some people like their lazy boy or their recliner or whatever, and they can be extremely comfortable. And you know, you can spend lots of years of your life on something like that. When you look back and you think, well, where would one's energy be if they spent a lot of time with something? I would think maybe
you like got
a chair.
That's like my mother. My mother. Her chair. She has a chair.
Yeah.
She doesn't even sleep in a bed. She is more comfortable in a chair.
Sure.
One of these days, I am not moving that chair into my house. No. And so she would be very attached to it. In fact, that's something I could see my mom doing.
Haunting the chair. What are you going to do with the chair?
I could see my mom like, what are you doing? It's my chair.
What are you going to do with the chair, though?
Oh, someday? It's going to be
gone.
Carol, you're missing an opportunity. You should definitely auction off that chair.
Chair. Yeah.
No, because it would come with my mother.
That's
the haunted object I think that my mom would haunt, actually. I could kind this of is how,
yeah, and just think you could really get some good money for the haunted chair.
Well, if I'm strapped for cash at the time down the road, if she goes before me,
it would not be
I'll get some money, sell a haunted chair.
It would not be the first chair that I've auctioned off on a radio program before.
You auctioned off a chair on the radio?
I did. It was in Michigan. I had just taken over the morning show, and there had been a. This was at a radio station called 106 KHQ. It's the big top 40 up in Traverse City, Petoskey area. And there had been a morning show guy that had been there forever. And people loved him. He was known as the captain. Bill Vogel, I believe, is his name. I don't really know the guy. We've shared a few emails. He always seemed like a super lovely guy. But it was funny because, you know, it's hard to come in after somebody that's been there for like ever.
Oh, yeah. They're going to hate you right
exactly.
off the bat.
And so it was different, but I had some fun with it. And I auctioned off because it was like a chair, like a chair like this, where it's, you know, a studio chair. It's kind of a taller chair, a drafting chair, basically. And it just been beat to shit. Like, this is a radio station. So the last time, like, they put money into chairs, you know, would have been the 70s. So, I mean, it's just, there's no cushion left in it. And so I put together all these promos and just think of all of the farts. Think of all of the moments. Think of all of the things that your captain experienced in this chair. And I made it like really heartfelt and all of that. And it's like someone's going to get a piece of Northern Michigan radio history, the captain's chair. And we got a couple $100 for it.
I'm just going to tell you, if you ever are to do this again, mm-hmm. leave the fart part out. Because
I wanted to make it authentic.
For more money. Though.
Maybe. I also, when I left that radio station, I wasn't on the back end. They knew I was leaving. I had put in a notice and all that. It was right before I moved to Wichita, actually. And the bit that I did to leave, I came in one day and we had a good morning show going. It was really popular. We were having a fun time with it. I couldn't stand the winters. I had to get the fuck out of there. And I said, all right, here's the deal. I've complained. I did formal letters, this and that. I basically stated that because the station would not adopt a double ply toilet paper policy, this would be my last day on the air. And I made that the entire show. They're like, you're not really leaving because they don't double ply. I'm like, would you like to place a wager on that? Because tomorrow I'm not going to be here. And everybody thought it was a joke. I was gone.
That's one of the best I've ever heard.
People thought,
how did I never know that before now?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's how I left. I was like, I left pretending to protest double ply and that and that Trish Garber was too cheap to buy double ply toilet paper.
How did Trish feel about that?
I don't think I talked to Trish ever again after that, actually. Yeah. But
imagine the calls she got after that.
What's that?
Imagine the calls she got.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine the earful that those people got from Trish. Trish was one not to put the back down against human beings. She had quite the personality, to say the least. God,
that's funny.
Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.